I have to tell you, though, this next speaker is a personal friend of mine, born on Flag Day, the same day as Fighting Bob La Follette, the executive director of One Wisconsin Now. He has more great research and information, not to mention hilarious jokes about Scott Walker, the Republicans, and the whole right-wing machine in our state than anyone else I know. He is one of the nation's leading voices on the scourge of student debt and is actually doing something about it. He's a frequent guest on MSNBC. He's a great guy. Please welcome Scott Ross.
What's happening, everybody? First of all, let's have a couple rounds of applause. First for Katie Bellinger and Ruth Conniff. My name is Scott Ross, and I run an organization called One Wisconsin Now. We've been called screechingly liberal, socialist ankle biters, and a labor-funded union goon squad. And that's just my mom. No, I'm just kidding. My mom is actually a retired 35-year union reading school teacher who's retired out in Pittsburgh. And I think one of the reasons I do what I do is because of what my mom did, which was she was this great teacher. And for years I'd have people come and tell me, oh my God, your mom's the reason I did this, or your mom's the reason I went into teaching. And my old man was a steel worker. And as you may know, steel was the first American industry that was outsourced overseas. And it was my mom's teaching job, my mom's public school teaching job, my mom's union public school teaching job, what kept us from losing our home and losing our hope when my dad lost his job in the mill, not once, not twice, but three times. And so when Governor Walker attacks the rights of 175,000 public employees, including teachers like my mom, back in Pennsylvania, and has the temerity to tell us it's not personal, well, there is nothing more personal than that. And as Ruth was so kind enough to say, I do a lot of talking about student loan debt. Sometimes I feel like I'm an AA meeting when I talk about it. I'm like, my name is Scott, and I was a student loan debtor from 1987 to 2013. I paid my student loan off on my 44th birthday. So if you think it's bad for economics, what having student loan debt for 26 years will do, look what it did to this once young face. And honestly, I was going to come here tonight and I was going to talk to you about student loan debt. I was going to thunder about how we need to organize the 40 million student loan borrowers who have $1.2 trillion of debt into the greatest voting bloc in American history. But I think news of the day requires something a little different. Yes. Sorry, I'm a little warm. I'm going to take my jacket off. I'm sorry, I'm still a little warm. All right, so let's talk. What happened today was an obscenity. They have taken an attack on the right to vote, the sacred right of the franchise here in the state of Wisconsin. And we can sit back and we can complain about it and we can whine about it, or by God, we can do something about it. And let me tell you what we're going to do. Here in the state of Wisconsin, there are 180,000 seniors who do not have the necessary photo ID. We know that almost 50% of Latinos and 50% of African Americans do not have the necessary photo ID. We know that for male African Americans between the ages of 18 and 24, 3 out of 4 do not have the necessary photo ID. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to go out and make sure they have the IDs. We're going to make sure they can vote. And we're going to make sure we turn our state around and tell them this will be the last attack on our democracy within the borders of the state of Wisconsin. Because it's very simple. There is a reason they have attempted this orchestrated attack on our democracy. Because when we vote, they lose. But it is the people who win, and it is up to us. Now, what happened today? What happened today was undemocratic, and it was unfair. But it is up to us, and it is my belief, that the great masses here in the state of Wisconsin will rise up in response and vote in record numbers and make sure that their voice is heard come this November 4th. And in parting, my friends, and thank you so very much for your kind applause in enduring me this evening. It's very simple. There's no fraud. But there's a hell of a lot of voters out there, and let's make sure they get to the polls. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful rest of the fest.
That's Scott.